This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado taxpayers could each receive an early sales tax refund of $400 under a bill being proposed in the state legislature. The state is required to distribute any untapped money back to taxpayers under the Tabor Constitutional Amendment. The Democrats' new plan would speed up that process, but Republicans say the bill is just a tactic to draw in voters ahead of the fall election season. Schools across Colorado expect to offer fewer school meals because federal waivers are set to expire at the end of June. School nutrition directors are trying to publicly pressure Congress to extend the waivers to keep school meals free for all. Durango School District's Matthew Poling says if he had to state one positive of the pandemic,
it would be that we provided all children the right and opportunity to be provided a healthy meal at school.
Directors say the waivers meant less stigma and fewer children going hungry. Food prices are up, and without the waivers, districts say their budgets will take a hit. Colorado's second largest community college has won state approval for its new name. Governor Polis confirmed Pikes Peak Community College's new identity as Pikes Peak State College. Campus leaders say the term community college no longer captured the nature of the curriculum, which includes multiple four-year bachelor's degrees. On the Front Range, highs in the 50s today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.